This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So cook the perfect then. The smell in here, I can't tell you, it is fantastic. It's pasta today, but not the staple that some of us dole out at home, rather more frequently than we might be prepared to admit. This is the real deal, cooked for you and me by Giorgio Locatelli. Now, the Michelin-starred chef grew up in the north of Italy, but fell in love with the cuisine and the produce of Sicily when he went there in the 90s. So, Giorgio, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What has Sicily got to offer, then, in way of produce and cooking ideas?
Not only in way of produce. The most fantastic thing about Sicily is that you have this land and was obviously very, very important for the last 200 years for all the traffic that comes from the Far East, and it was right in the middle of the Mediterranean. So everybody sort of claimed a piece of it, and everybody sort of went there and played. So you have all these different layers of culture, starting from the Greek, the Roman, the Arabs, and then the Normans, and then so on, the French come in. And everybody kind of come to the place and brought something of their culture, applied to the fantastic ingredients that they found there. You must remember that, you know, here is where the even the Greek, that they were such a great colonizer, they went out, they were so they had such a self-respect and diet, they lost it in Sicily. They went there.
They went mad there.
They didn't want to move anymore. So this is a land of plenty.
Oh, great. Well, I'm hungry already, starving, in fact. What are you cooking for us this morning?
I'm going to cook you a really typical dish, which is called pasta con le sarde. It's a really something that, you know, gets eaten in Palermo, you know, on a daily basis, and it's so representative of the power that the actually Arab head for such many years in that side of the island. And so you have ingredients like pine kernels, and you have sultanas in the pasta, so it's got that tiny little sweet and sour sort of flavour that we can tease on.
Now, you've said it perfectly in Italian. In English, it is pasta with sardines, which just never sounds as nice. What sort of pasta do you need for this recipe?
Well, the best thing is to use a pasta that is like a very large spaghetto or a bucatino, so just a spaghetto, just a little hole in the middle.
Well, won't linguine do something like that?
Linguine will do, the largest one that you can get.
All right. Now, you've mentioned pine kernels. Wild fennel is also quite an important ingredient.
Yes, it's a very important ingredients, and you know it's called finocchietto selvatico di montagna, which is something that we cannot find here in England, but you can substitute that with the plush of the fennel, and using fennel in your as you cook in the pasta, you blanch the fennel in there, so you get the flavour as well.
Now, of course, the full recipe in all its glory is already on the Woman's Hour website. That's bbc.co.uk/radio4/Woman's Hour. All the details are there. Breadcrumbs feature too, and any sort of bread, what can you use?
Well, you know, it's like such an underrated thing, breadcrumbs, isn't it? And, you know, you in Sicily, you realise, you know, being such a cucina povera, being the cooking of the poor people, then it was such an important, it was the only way that they could add a little extra flavour or a little extra texture to a dish was by using the old bread, which was grated. Obviously, there is a massive culture about it. And even when you go into the bakery and you buy the bread, the breadcrumbs. You can choose what type of tostatura. Also, you have some which is a little bit more brown or something less brown, depend how toasted you want.
But you must never, ever throw bread away, must you?
You must never throw bread away. The Sicilians are incredible about that. There's this saying that you'll spend the rest of your life picking up crumbs with your eyelashes if you waste a crumb of bread.
Such a frightening image. Never mind Sisyphus, eat your heart out, mate. And what about when you toast the breadcrumbs? Now, this is another a great line. You toast the breadcrumbs so that they match the colour of?
Of the, you know, it's like to report it to something really live, which is the Capucine vest, the monks. Sort of clothes.
The monk's tunic.
Tunic, yeah, that's the words I was looking for.
All right, so find a monk, assess the colour of his tunic, and that is how you should be toasting your breadcrumbs.
That's right.
Right, now, all good Italian chefs had an Italian grandmother, obviously, who was hugely influential, and you're no exception, are you?
Yeah, my nonna, Vincenzina.
What did she teach you?
She teach me to... First of all, she teach me to wait and don't keep on opening the door of the oven. That's one of the things she kept on saying. Stop opening the door of the oven. But, you know, it's just, I mean, she cooked for us. It's like, and you know, when the restaurant was closed, she would cook for 20 people. And what was amazing, I never seen a recipe. I never seen a book in her kitchen.
It was all in her head.
It was all there. And it was all on the ingredients, I guess, more than everything else. So,
what have you done so far then? We're making a dish. I know you started a little bit before 10 o'clock. So what have you done so far?
So far, I just start to make the sauce. I got my fresh sardine, which I took them apart. So I take the head off and open them up. Then I take actually fillet down, and I use the fillet only.
Oh, yes.
Taking all whatever is left over of...
You don't want any bones in there at all,
no,
do
we
you?
Don't want less bones as possible. And, you know, also take the care to give him a little chop before you put them in. So if there is any bone, at least you cut them down, okay?
You must go to a fishmonger, must you? Or will the supermarket do? Because they do sell sardines.
That's right. I think, you know, it'll be really nice if you go to the fishmonger. Those guys need a hand. They need to be kept in business, you know. So please do go to your fishmonger, because it's a very important statement, that one.
And because people will ask, is it sustainable, the sardine?
Sardina, very sustainable. There's only 3 months a year where you're not allowed to fish them, in order to let them reproduce, but it's plentiful. There's a little bit of a difference between the northern hemisphere sardine and the sort of the Mediterranean one. But this one comes from Cornwall, and I'm absolutely happy with that.
Okay, so you're not such a purist that you go back to Sicily for your sardines. You'll deal with English sardine.
I think that, you know, it is a cuisine that has traveled all over the world, so it is important and also has this adaptability to it. You know, if you can pick up a fresh ingredient, Italian cookery is alive all over the world, because wherever it went, it managed to pick up some of the ingredients, and they are locally. In fact, you know, if you think about Italian cuisine in America, it's very different than Italian cuisine in Europe,
sure,
isn't it? Because it brought in all these different things to that.
Well, what are you going to do with the sardine now?
So the sardine are chopped. I'm going to cook a little bit of the onions, very, very gently, with a little bit of olive oil. And then I start to add all my other ingredients, which are the pine kernel, the sultanas. And I put in this very important thing, which is called strato. Strato is like a tomato puree, double concentrate of tomato puree. But the only difference is that instead of being made normally by just cooking the actually tomato puree down, the puree gets made in this. I brought you a picture to look at.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. So if we can't get hold of that, though, can we not
just
use
double quantities
of tomato puree?
This is the way it's made.
Yeah.
Can you see?
Well, it's literally strips of tomato appear to be laid out in the street.
That's exactly what's happened. The wood is laid down on the sand,
yeah,
and then you see the kids keep on just playing with their hands and putting tomato, and then whatever is left over dried, that's what strato is.
The thing is, you can't do that in Edinburgh. Or indeed in
maybe
Newcastle.
In a sunny day, yeah.
Or anywhere in this country on a sunny day. Yeah. It really, I can't tell you, I wish you were here to enjoy the smells, because they are fantastic. He's cooking up a storm in here. A pasta dish with a great sauce, tomato-based with loads of other great ingredients, including sardines, wild fennel, pine kernels. Full details on the Woman's Hour website. But an email has come in, Giorgio. If I can be helpful, says Anita, the colour of the breadcrumbs in that dish should be the colour of a cappuccino, so called because of Capuchin monks. Then again, a cappuccino in Britain is rarely the right colour of the cappuccino tunic. Does that ring any bells with you, Georgina?
Yeah, it is cappuccino monks were the one in Sicily. They're very famous because the catacombs in Palermo, they have been made by the cappuccino. Yeah, and I guess that's it's that light brown, isn't it? It's just coffee and milk mixed together, that kind of browning.
The oven. Is our oven hot enough for you and your sauce?
The water is boiling, the pasta is in, the sauce is ready, so we're there.
Now, does this, is it something that your typical Sicilian would cook for a weekday supper or something? I mean, is this something that would be a pretty run-of-the-mill dish?
That's the run-of-the-mill dish, yeah. Because you would pass by in the market. I mean, as you can see, all the other ingredients, they come from a scabbard store. So the wine, the olive oil, the anchovies, the saffron, everything is from a cupboard. And the only fresh ingredients that we have in this case is just the sardine, which will be possibly the cheapest thing that you can pick up as you walk in through the market or something like that.
I really do need to taste it now, I think, because I've worked up quite an appetite. Just a couple of questions. Most of us, certainly with young children, do cook pasta with amazing frequency. We're probably doing it wrong. How can we make it better?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, I think it's quite important to buy quite good quality pasta. If you buy dry pasta, always keep in mind, follow the instructions, so the minutes of cooking, that's very important, so follow it to the minute.
Maybe I thought you should timer. Undercook it, shouldn't you?
No, the package usually just give you the right amount of time. It's just to make sure that, you know, what people makes a lot of mistakes is then, you know, they don't have enough water sometimes for the amount of pasta. So consider always, you know, the one portion of pasta is 100 grams, you need at least 1 liter of water. So if you cook two or three portions, you have to have 3 or 4 liters, so you don't never lose that rolling boiling. Sort
can you serve?
Have.
Can you serve me? She said with a note of desperation creeping into her voice.
It's coming out now.
Oh, look at that. Even I can't eat 400 grams of pasta at this time of the morning. I did, by the way, Giorgio, see you sort of forcing the pasta into the pan of boiling water.
Yeah.
You were quite rough with it. Is that allowed? Can you even break it up to make it cook quicker? You can.
Yeah, I think then, you know, pastas have to be all the same, because then, you know, you'll have a very different sort of consistency when you have... There you are.
And Giorgio is just tossing in a not particularly delicate way the sauce and the pasta. That is a noise I wouldn't dare to try to describe, but I'm sure you can pick it up wherever you are in the
kitchen. We've got that beautiful breadcrumbs.
Yes, just a few breadcrumbs.
One of the tips that I want to give all the time is always like the water, the cooking water is always a very important ingredient. So always allow
you to put it back over the dish.
Just a little bit. Yeah, yes. All the goodness of the water in there and of the pasta and then they're left in there and it's seasoned to perfection because you just done it with that. You cooked your pasta in it. And it also allowed you to keep that a little bit more alive. That's a beautiful plate of pasta.
That certainly is. Aileen Ribeiro is here. She's about to talk about her book, which is called Facing Beauty, Painted Women and Cosmetic Art. But you can have a bowl of pasta before you start talking, can't you, Aileen?
I'm just amazed by the way that he tossed it without making a mess. It was so scary.
And it was quite vigorous, wasn't it? That action was...
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, Aileen, talk amongst yourself while I'm while I'm eating this. We need to have a photograph of this. Giorgio, thank you very much.
Brilliant.
I can't really... this is going to be a test of... logistics. I'm going to have a mouthful.
Is it gorgeous?
Is it gorgeous? Absolutely fantastic. Thank you. I now need to wipe my mouth. Thanks for bearing with me while I ate my pasta. Lovely to meet you and indeed to enjoy the pasta. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And the full recipe is on the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/Woman's Hour.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.